In the WLEW newsroom, I'm Mac Kelly. We'll begin with a story out of Huron County, where in a recent district court hearing, Kaylee Elizabeth Irvine entered a no-contest plea to a charge of retail fraud in the third degree. The plea was accepted due to civil liability concerns. The factual basis for the charge involved Ms. Irvine placing a less expensive UPC label over an item's existing label at the Walmart store right here in Bad Axe on or about November the 8th of last year. She then paid the lower price and left the store, while the item valued at $9.74 was recovered. Judge Ferris sentenced Ms. Irvine to fines and costs totaling $425. Restitution for the item was not sought as it was recovered. A payment plan was established, requiring $25 by the end of this month, $50 monthly thereafter until the total is paid. Well, here's a neat story. 50 years ago, the graduating class of 1976 at USA School sealed a time capsule with a message for the future intended for the fifth graders of 2026. Members of the class of 1976 gathered on Thursday at Bayview Gardens in Seaboing, where the school once stood, as the time capsule was unearthed. However, after 50 years underground, the capsule had deteriorated and its contents were all lost except for a piece of cloth. Tina Blanco, a graduate of 1976, had come to the Thumb with her family from Iraq, beginning her journey with four sisters in a new country without being able to speak any English. Tina said back then, their teacher, Mrs. Rummel, taught the sisters how to speak English. And then Lee Johnson, another 1976 graduate of USA School, said he remembers driving past the time capsule thinking, only 20 more years before we can open it. And his memories of Mrs. Rummel was her being one of the nicest, serious, professional, and kindest teachers around. Lee said it was a different time then. Mrs. Rummel's son, Dan, was also present with his wife, Jerry. Dan said his mom would call him and tell him many things about their students, and that it was his mom and her students that put the time capsule together. And as she grew older and started having dementia, Dan says that she never forgot about the time capsule every time they drove by it. With Dan and Jerry, he carried his mom's ashes, saying mom was there in spirit. A Sanilac man is facing felony charges in connection with a large theft from a local business. Authorities say 45-year-old Wayne Jin Francis of Brown City was arraigned in district court after being accused of stealing wire and equipment, and that was valued at more than $20,000 from the Snover Area Company. Investigators allege the theft involved power cables and materials taken from Albrecht Sand and Gravel. The business reported significant losses, including hundreds of feet of cable and damaged equipment. Jin is charged with larceny, over $20,000, and malicious destruction of property. A not guilty plea was entered on his behalf during arraignment. Bond was set at $10,000, and the case remains under investigation by the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Going now to a series of reported tornadoes that had torn through the Midwestern states, ripping roofs off homes and leaving roads impassable. Officials in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota have expressed relief that the storms did not result in loss of life. In Wisconsin, homes were damaged and residents were trapped in basements. Minnesota saw at least 30 homes damaged. The National Weather Service says the damage was likely caused by tornadoes. Recovery efforts are underway, with officials emphasizing the need for community support in rebuilding. And now off to London, where a life jacket worn by a passenger of the RMS Titanic has sold at auction for £670,000. That's just a little more than £900,000 USD, or rather $900,000 USD. The flotation device was worn by Laura Mabel Francatelli, a first-class passenger, and is signed by her and other survivors. It was sold by Henry Aldridge and Son Auctioneers in England to an unidentified telephone bidder. A seat cushion from one of the Titanic lifeboats also sold. That one went for £390,000. Auctioneer Andrew Aldridge says these record-breaking prices show the continued interest in the Titanic story, which the Titanic sank on April 15, 1912, after hitting an iceberg, and that killed about 1,500 people. An international story here about Ukrainian officials who say a gunman was killed had killed at least six people in the streets of Kyiv before taking hostages and barricading himself in a nearby supermarket, has been shot and killed by police. The head of Ukraine's Interior Ministry, Ihor Klemenko, said in a statement on social media that special tactical police units stormed the store after attempts to contact the gunman with a negotiator failed earlier today. Speaking to reporters at the scene, Klemenko said gunmen had killed bystanders while on the street before entering the supermarket and killing a fifth person. A sixth victim died from her injuries in hospital. And that's a look at news from the WLAW newsroom. I'm Mac Kelly, and on now with your weather. For the latest Thumb Area News anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.